I don't know if you got up early this morning to watch the All Saints Day Mass with Pope Leo from St. Peter's Square, but I got to watch some of it. It was a beautiful, sunny Saturday morning from the Vatican, unlike our kind of cloudy, gloomy morning here in 55060. It was a beautiful, sunny day, and the Pope's All Saints Day Mass this morning was a special mass during this Jubilee year. It was a special mass for education. It was a special mass for education for all Catholic schools, all Catholic school universities, for all Catholic school students, teachers, and university professors. So it's a special mass for education. At the beginning of the mass this morning, before the singing of the Gloria, Pope Leo XIV proclaimed St. John Henry Cardinal Newman as a doctor of the church and the co-patron of Catholic education, along with St. Thomas Aquinas. It was particularly fitting because Pope Leo XIV's namesake, Pope Leo XIII, back in the 800s, created John Henry Newman a cardinal. And he was only a priest, he wasn't a bishop. And it was Pope Leo XIII, back in the 1800s, in 1880, who declared St. Thomas Aquinas the patron of Catholic education. So, in a happy act of divine providence, it's Pope Leo XIV who declared Newman a doctor of the church and the co-patron of Catholic education. Are you familiar with the life of Saint John Henry Cardinal Newman? Cardinal Newman lived in England in the 1800s. He lived a long life of 89 years. He was born on the 21st of February, 1801, in London, died in 1890, so a good long life of 89 years. He was a student and professor at the University of Oxford, and he became an Anglican priest of the Protestant Church of England. He was the vicar of the University Church of St. Mary the Virgin at Oxford, and he was part of a so-called Oxford Movement, which was an influential group of Anglicans who wished to restore the Church of England to many Catholic beliefs and liturgical rituals. He would give these sermons. They were very Catholic sermons as an Anglican from St. Mary the Virgin Church. The professors didn't like it so much. So they said, "Well, what we're going to do is we're going to schedule you to give your lectures during supper." And everybody knows that a university student will pick food over a boring lecture. They all picked Cardinal Newman. He was that influential, but they were very Catholic ideas, very Catholic doctrine, which led him on the 9th of October in the year 1845 to be received into full communion with the Catholic Church. He became Catholic. And 2 years later, he was ordained a Roman Catholic priest. He founded the Oratory of St. Philip Neri, both in London and in Birmingham. And of course, as I said, he died in August 1890 at a long life of 89 years. You probably remember when he was beatified by Pope Benedict XVI, who is a big fan of Newman. He did that in England in 2010. He was canonized by Pope Francis not that long ago on the 13th of October 2019, and today, on All Saints Day, declared a doctor of the church by Pope Leo XIV. You know how many doctors of the church there are? 38. That's it. 38 doctors of the church, doctors of theology. These men and women who wrote effectively and taught the doctrine of the Catholic faith. They were intellectual giants and wrote extensively. You should see Newman's library at Birmingham in England, from the floor to the ceiling, just full of books. He was well-read and well-written. My favorite is his essay on the development of Christian doctrine and the idea of a university. He gives us his philosophy of education. This is why Newman Centers on Catholic college campuses are named after him. Of all of his many writings, I thought it would be fitting on this All Saints Day, on this very day where he is declared a doctor of the church, to see what Newman had to say about being a saint. My favorite is what St. John Henry Cardinal Newman, Doctor of the Church, wrote on the 27th of September in the year 1856, just a short 11 years after he became Catholic. He called it a short road to perfection. A short road to perfection. Remember what Jesus says in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, just after today's Gospel of the Sermon on the Mount, just a few verses later, in verse 48, he says, "Be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect." Be perfected. Allow yourself to be perfected by God, who is perfect. This is a paraphrase of what St. Peter says in the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 to 16, where he quotes the Old Testament book of Leviticus, chapter 19, 2, which says, "Be holy as I am holy." This is God talking. Be holy, God says, as I am holy. What's the Latin word for holy? Sanctus. Which is how we get the English word saint. So be perfect. Be holy. Be a saint. Cardinal Newman, in his little document, A Short Road to Perfection, he says, "It is the saying of holy men, if we wish to be perfect, if we wish to be holy, if we wish to be a saint," Newman says, "we have nothing more to do than to perform the ordinary duties of the day well." That's it. Perform the ordinary duties of the day well. Quoting Newman again, "He then is perfect, holy, a saint, who does the work of the day perfectly, and we need not go beyond this to seek perfection." This is Newman now, just a few hours old, doctor of the church. "He who does the work of the day perfectly doesn't need to do anything else." This is stunning. Just do the ordinary duties of your day well, and you'll be a saint. That's his recipe for holiness, for sainthood. Let me quote Newman here now directly. He says directly now, this is Newman, "If you ask me what you are to do in order to be perfect, I say first, do not lie in bed beyond the time of rising. Give your first thoughts to God. Make a good visit to the Blessed Sacrament. Say the Angelus devoutly. Eat and drink to the glory of God. Say the Rosary well. Be recollected. Keep out bad thoughts. Make your evening meditation well. Examine yourself daily. Go to bed in good time. And you are already perfect."